Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need. Whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding, we always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life, really my fashion the most, but of course home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Hill Squad.
Trying to summon someone, I know something's coming, but I'm running from it to be standing at the summit and plummet. How come it wasn't what I thought it was it too good to be true? Had nothing in it all but too much of it, then lose it again. Then I swallow hallucinogens, cause if not, where the hell did it go? Cause here I sit, Lucifer's thin, by the touch of it, just choosing to sin, even if it means I'm selling my soul, just to be the undisputed again. Do whatever I gotta do just to win, cause I got this motherfucking cloud over my head, crown around it, bones on it, cracks in it.
Kevin's playing air drums.
Back to the underdog. You guys, what do you think about that? How about that, Dr. Phil?
I like this.
Right? You know who this is?
Eminem.
You knew it was Eminem? Or
no, I looked.
Ah.
But I can recognize his voice. I didn't know Gwen Stefani.
I think one of his more underrated songs. Kids, listen to me. Can't always be classic rock on this show. Because, you know, we have to try to be popular.
Yeah.
So we go with songs that are, I don't know, probably.
We're going to get our PQs up.
You were probably like 10 when this came out. You guys, it's an RGF Zero.
I don't know what that means. You what does know? It mean, Kev? What is RGF Zero?
Well, that means it's a zero takeaway. But all the entertainment of a regular
like
guy
that.
Friday.
I like that.
But there'll be no takeaway.
You just need one of those days.
It's one of those days, but I'm trying to prime listening to my Eminem. Kings never die.
We're getting in the zone.
I'd like to just be a king rather than a queen, maybe.
You're a king and a queen.
Why can't we win them all? Anyway, oh my goodness, you guys, happy Friday.
Happy Friday, we made it.
We did make it. You fooled them again. I think everyone out there fooled them again. I don't think I fooled them this week. I thought I did, came close to fooling them, but I think this Friday fooled me.
You got the best of us.
Which leads me to, why it's an RGF Zero. But I don't want to ruin anyone else's Friday because it is your day. Mm-hmm. And now you know. It's your day. Right, you understand that now.
Yes,
I'm here with just Elaine.
It's just me.
As you know, Pooji Pooj has flown the nest for bigger and better. So proud of her. She's such a queen.
She will
be back. You've not heard the last of Pooji. I promise you that. Kelsey and Maria are doing some work around the country.
Train.
Now they're on a train. They were planes, trains, and automobile.
I know.
And here we are. It's just us. And on to why I didn't fool them this week. Why it is an RGF Zero. Mm-hmm. I had been working. I went back to my old schedule because I had to. There was a lot of business things that I had to handle. And as you know, I am a business man, right? Yeah. I'm a what?
It's all about business.
That's right. Because I'm a business man. Yeah. So, anyway, needless to say, the last thing we did was, it's been a blur. We went out and did a bar rescue episode with our friend John Taffer. And I brought some, a couple of celeb friends to be named later. And it was fun, except, you know, dad packed the blankets and the pillows for the kids. And Papa Kev had to be the one to get us to and fro. And it was about a 3-hour ride. So I didn't get back until about 3 a.m, but I've been doing so much work on top of it. Now, all that would be manageable. So I thought, until Elaine and I came to AfterBuzz. And we walk in the studios, and I'm showing her around a little bit.
It was my first time here.
First time here. She gets settled into the front open area, and I always have this thing where I say, all right, I'm going to go out back. We have a back area, an open area. We have like a bar back there. And so I will tell you, since the pandemic, every time I go back there, I'm waiting for it. I'm waiting for, as they say, the other shoe to drop. I'm waiting to see something bad.
Yeah.
It is LA. Everything you read is true, unfortunately. And, you know, we're not in the building. I'm not here every day. So it's just a matter of time. So I always go back there and I'm saying to myself, okay, what am I going to find this time? Well, little did I know, swig of coffee. Trying to get my strength back.
A little Kev latte.
So I open the door and I take a few steps out, and there's a fine gentleman tearing apart the whole back area, ladder out, wires all over the ground. I mean, it just a shit show back there. Stealing, obviously. And again, I'm still a little bit in shock, even though this is after. Yeah. And we just looked at each other. He was about 3-4 feet away from me. And I just, you guys, it's funny how different cultures have different varieties of scumbags. You know, the Boston scumbag. So the thing is about, you know, this kind of scumbag is very good with their mouths. You know, so that was consistent. But if this were Boston, you know, it would have been the mad. Let me back up. So I worked in a city called Charlestown. And if you're familiar with the movie The Town, you know about Charlestown. And everything you've heard about it is true. So I worked there for about 7 or 8 years, and there's this thing called the Charlestown Code of Silence, where there's the most murders per capita in that area that are unsolved.
You worked there?
I worked there for 7 or 8 years.
Damn.
And there's the people in the town won't rat. They won't roll. They don't talk to the popo.
Now that's
you know, police to some of you older people that, you know, are not as hip and cool.
5-0.
As Elaine and I. And so it's a rough area. So it was always mixed nuts, the Mondays going in there. We had our share. We chased people out. We would jump to, or we'd come in and things would be robbed all the time. But, you know, it's almost like New York City rats. Let me digress. You know, I hear that, you know, normally if you jump and scare a bunch of rats away, they're going to run away. And they scatter. That's the term. They scatter like mice.
Yeah.
But I've heard, like, the New York rats, you try that on them, they turn on you and they come at you. Or they just look at you and go, yeah, what are you going to do about it? Yeah. So what I'm used to, like, you run, you know, go, you know, he go over the fence or whatever. No, just looked at me. And so I believe I said, what the F are you doing? And a lot's going through my head. I probably should have thought it through even better, although it worked out well, but I should have thought it through even more. But I wasn't at the time. All I was thinking of is, I got to get this guy out of here. Mm-hmm. You know, don't worry about what he took or whatever. Just get him out. Because in the back of my head, I'm thinking about little Elaine, who's in the office. And I'm like saying to myself, please don't come out. Please don't come out right now. Please don't come out. Please don't come out. I'm using all the Better Together Witch Doctor energy you guys talk about.
I think it worked because I didn't come out.
I'm like, don't come out.
I thought about it. I was like, you know, maybe not today.
And so he went into what a lot of these guys do, which is they start talking. And so for him, it was, yeah, I'm here for work. This is the address I got. You know, why would I have the key to this place if I wasn't here to work? I said, you have the key? And again, I didn't even ask him, you have the key to this place, because I knew what, it's a game. They want to get you talking. Just remember that with a lot of these guys, people. Okay, so this is, let's just say this is a, maybe this is RGF light, not RGF zero, because I'll give you this takeaway.
A little light.
They want to get you talking. That's the whole goal, because the more you're talking, the more chance they have either to scam you further, or to get away with whatever they're trying to get away with, or buy time before to do something else. So I'm not engaging because I just too many years with these guys in the carny business. And I just said, I'm going to say again, get the F out of here, dude. You have a fire hazard here with all these wires. Good thing I saw this. He goes, do you even know what happened yesterday? And I said, get the F out of here, please. And I just, and I said, listen, I'm not that guy. Meaning, and what I meant by that was, I'm not the guy that's going to, okay, I get it. You're on hard times. You're doing whatever you have to do. I've been there. I get it. Now just leave. And I was like, do I have to call the cops? And he was like, call them. And that's, and I said to him, I said, that's right. Call them, because you know they're not going to do a damn thing. You can do whatever you want, right? I go, and no one here is going to arrest you because we don't have police anymore. Oh, no, no, they would. They would, you know. Yeah, of course, the criminals now have to take up for the cops because they got to keep their scam going. And I'm like, no, they're not. I said, so again, just get, dude, just get the F out of here. And
when you're on the go 24/7 like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom for a while now, as you know, I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs, and everything in between, but it's time to make your life a little easier. And to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there. This little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it. All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past, but as you know, I am focused on my health these days, and I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor, and it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios, and then I got addicted, and now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use, where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're gonna love them.
And then finally, I was starting to...
I know.
You heard me yelling.
I did.
Yeah, okay.
That was my first time really.
I'm sorry. I didn't want.
No,
I was
don't
like,
apologize.
I was like,
you were in the right to yell. I would have started yelling way earlier.
I was like, get out of here. And then when he probably started seeing me going to my. He just, guy to guy, he knew what was coming next. And, but I didn't want to go there because, you know, he had knives on him, for sure, had knives on him. And, you know, in that moment, I don't know. I can tell you 15, 20 years ago what the people I work for would have done, or the people I know would have done. You know, at the very least, they would have picked up all his bags, his belongings. He had this giant boombox and thrown it out in the middle of the street, mm-hmm. smashed it, said, get out of here, don't come back, and whatever. But, you know, I'm not here 24/7. I don't want any more problems. Like, so mm-hmm. I just chose to, again, when he started seeing me get upset, because I can only, again, Popeye said it. You've seen mm-hmm. this. I believe, Elaine, you see it when he said, that's all I can stands. I can't stands no more. Mm-hmm. So he started seeing that, and then he started packing up. But I will I will say something that, you know, when I said to him, when I said to him, get the F out of here, that's when he leaned back, lit a cigarette, and leaned against the wall. And, okay, and again, this is regular guy talk, people, mm-hmm. not politically correct. But in my experience, there's three kinds of people like this who appear homeless. There are the mentally ill. Mm-hmm. There are those who are destitute, really have been put out on the street. And then there's this kind. And this kind is the kind that never wanted a boss, never wanted to be told what to do, mm-hmm. wanted to drink, do their drugs, piss wherever they want to piss. And that's really all it came down to. And no one knew better than them. Mm-hmm. This was that guy. So the minute I said, you have to leave, that's when he was like, no, I'm going to just put my feet up and stay. Mm-hmm. And almost wanting me to do something. Mm-hmm. And what was frustrating, Elaine, was that I think if I had done what I had every right to do, which is bodily throw him and his stuff. And by the way, he stole a ton of stuff. His bags were filled. He goes, no, this is my stuff. Mm-hmm. So then to mess with him, I'm like, oh, you forgot this. I put like this $2 extension cord in his bag. He's like, oh, no, no, dude, that's not mine. I'm like, oh, bless you. You're so honest. But you know, if I had done all that stuff, mm-hmm. I would have been the bad guy. One of my friends said as a joke to me, he was like, you know, it was your privilege that pushed him to this. And I'm like, and again, you can't say that to a shame-based Catholic, because I was like, wait, did I do this? Oh my God, am I at fault? I'm sorry. But, you know, at some point I did say to him, listen, just get out of here. I said, but I will tell you something. I said, I will take you to a cash machine and I will give you money. Mm-hmm. Okay. Like, for me, it's not about that. You obviously, this place is wrecked, which you can't say too much, because then they go, I didn't wreck it. Someone else did it. I was cleaning it up. Like, it goes into that. I swear, I used to always say to Maria, like, the con people you meet, when they're done, you'll be talking about why the Red Sox didn't win the pennant this year, mm-hmm. which is their goal. And so you try not to engage. You try to stay Teflon as best you can. But I said, I'll, you know, and he was like, so he was like, fine. Like, in other words, like, yeah, take me now. Mm-hmm. And I said, okay, dude, listen to me. I said, I'm giving you, willing to give you money. I'm not giving you money because I'm afraid of you. I want to do something nice for you. I go, but if you're not going to be grateful, F off. Mm-hmm. I'm not giving you anything. Get out. Oh, no, I would be grateful. I said, all right, well, go in the front of the building and wait. But you need to wait for me, because now I have to clean up. So it was about 2 or 3 hours. You saw, mm-hmm. I came in.
Oh, yeah.
This is why you don't wear white shirts. You guys, you always want to see why Uncle Kevin's always in black shirts. Why he's always in jeans. Why he's always in boots. You know why? Because I'm always cleaning up the mess of the world. So, but no, I try to come in with khakis and a nice white shirt, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Nice sneakers. Oh, I'm going to be a human today.
No,
mighty Allah has to tap me on the shoulder and go, no, buddy, you know better than that. You know, I sent you here to clean up the mess of the world. So I'm covered in filth and scum. Mm-hmm. And he left his amazing, he did leave his brown leather jacket.
He brought it in.
Okay, can I tell you something about that? Now, kids, that is a bomber jacket. Mm-hmm. That was very big in the 80s. Mm-hmm. The brown bomber jacket. Everyone had one. I didn't. I couldn't afford one. But everyone had one, mm-hmm. and everyone was just hella cool with their mm-hmm. bomber jackets. And he had one, which I brought to the front mm-hmm. and put out front. Interestingly enough, he came and got that. Mm-hmm. And you said he knocked on the door.
He came back again after he got that.
After he got that, he came back again.
He had like a two nice little knock. And for a second, I thought it was Kev. So I started walking mm-hmm. towards it. And then it was like banging and kicking on the door. And I was like, not Kev. Turning around, sitting back down.
Oh, I'm so glad you were smart. And so, yeah, so today now, Francisco and I were back there and he was like, Kevin, yeah, he was cutting apart all the wires to sell the copper. That's what they do. They, yeah, and so he pulled out the metal. Like, they always love metal and copper because they go to, the junkies usually go and sell that stuff. And by the way, like, it's like probably, I don't know, $14 worth of stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, just so not worth it. But oh, who knows what it would have been worth. I don't know. I didn't really care. I'm just, don't wreck my stuff. I'll just pay you to stay away. So I'm asking, but, you know, a couple of observations, though, that came out of it. One, I have neglected this property. I've neglected this building out of all my things, and probably psychological reasons for that. Also exhaustion. So it's forced me to look at it and go, okay, I'm going to get this place back in ship shape.
Give it some new life.
Yeah. So we're doing that. Also, it made me go meet the neighbors who own the buildings next door. And they were great. And we exchanged phone numbers. Like, yeah, we heard music back there. And I said, for how long? About a week. I said, okay, that makes sense. He was back there for about a week. And so that's good that I have that. And like I said, I'll shore up the borders. I'm going to fix what needs to be fixed in here. But I don't know, man. It just made me really not want to be in LA. And then, you know, as a guy, you go through your minds and you think, like, God, what would, like, the people I work for have done? What would my friend, my brother Joe have done? What would my dad have done? And it would not have gone down like I did it. Trust me, it would not have gone down.
You took the high road. You really
did. I did. I think it was the smart road. Don't say I took it because I'm more ethical than the next person. I just knew in the long run, it's just not worth it. You know what I mean? But it's hard for male pride. Because, oh my God, for him to be so arrogant, he didn't even care. If he had at least acted like, oh my God, I'm sorry. But anyway, it was, but you know what was interesting, Elaine?
What?
When I came in, your reaction to all of it.
My reaction?
Mm-hmm.
How did I react?
Well, it's different how you're, and this is just an observation, your generation, because you immediately, it seemed like you felt bad for him.
I did.
And I'm not judging you for that. I think it's interesting. Mm-hmm. Because for me, it was hard to be there because obviously, I mean, listen, thank God I've been around this. You know, the average person, that's a for your generation, that's a trauma that, forget it. You'd have 60 years worth of therapy to try to fix that. Not you specifically, but, you know, but I think that, you know, for us, it's like, wait, I worked hard to build all this stuff and you're just coming and taking it. You guys seem like you're okay with that, but I wonder if it's, and not you, because you have grown up harder and you're self-made, but I just wonder if your generation is so used to getting things that there's no respect.
Yeah.
It's not earned. Like, your parents did it, but you don't respect what they really did because you always just had stuff given to you.
Yeah.
And where, so it's like, why wouldn't you just let someone come in and rob you and take everything? Mm-hmm. So I don't know what it is, but here's the thing. Here's what was cool. I think it is cool to have compassion. Mm-hmm. For people, but I was kind of like, well, Elaine, what about me?
I guess you're okay.
You know what I mean? No. I'm not. Listen, this is not personal. It's just a discussion. Mm-hmm. It was an observation, not about you specifically. It was your generation. Your reaction would be different than mine. My generation would react differently, you know? And I think it's interesting, but I do think we have to have compassion. And I think the better part of me was the part that said, let me take you to a cash machine. Mm-hmm. Because I've been there before.
Yeah.
I've had to be, you know, in those situations where I was maybe desperate and had to do stupid things or did just stupid things because I was stupid.
Yeah.
I remember my mom always struggling with her hair. It's frizzy, Maria, my mom would say in her Greek accent. Diehis, what do you have? I tried so hard to find her products. I wish I could share these products I'm using now with her because I know she would be so happy to finally have good hair days. I've always believed that hair is a woman's best accessory. And with Way's new anti-frizz cream, you can ensure that your hair always looks its best without the frizz stealing the spotlight. It's a lightweight cream that not only provides immediate frizz control, but also helps prevent heat damage. And get this, it lasts up to 72 hours. That's 3 whole days of frizz-free, gorgeous hair. Way seriously has some of my favorite products for taming the frizz. Pro tip, one of my biggest discoveries is using the Way hair oil on the ends of my hair before I dry it. Let me tell you, it's a game changer. Once it's dry, my hair looks so smooth and polished, I don't even need to do anything else. It is incredible. I love it. Frizz-free, up your schedule with Way. Go to the Way, theouai.com, and enter the promo code HEALSQUAD for 15% off any product. That's the Way, theouai.com, promo code HEALSQUAD. Trust me, you won't regret it.
So that was, I think, the better part of me that said, okay, I'd rather just, you know, and I've always said that if someone robbed even our house, as long as they're not violent, And I would say, just don't hurt the babies or Maria or Violetta. Don't take whatever you want. In fact, bring me to a cash machine. I'll hook you up. And honestly, I'll turn my head, go the other way, knowing the cops aren't going to do anything to the people anyway. But I've been there. And so I think Maria has a lot of compassion. I don't think in the moment, because she would get freaked out. The Medford girl and Maria would come out. I just thought it was interesting. It wasn't, no, it was no, no, honestly, I really want everyone to know, and I want you to know too, Elaine, it's no judgment. I just felt it was just interesting, the different generations reacting to something like that.
I think I've always had a soft spot for people that are homeless, just because, like,
But I think your generation does. I know most of your generation is like that.
I just think, like, what if I'm ever in their shoes?
And it's then, a really
like,
nice...
I would like somebody to show me the compassion if I was able to show somebody. And honestly, I think you reacted the way that I would have reacted.
Yeah.
So, you know, you didn't yell at them and throw their things. You didn't, like, try to...
No, I wanted to. I'll be honest.
But, like, you know, it's, like, your ability to hold back on those things that made your reaction so great. And, like, you thought about protecting me. You thought about protecting yourself, about the space. And it wasn't about the things. Like, things can be replaced. And, you know, you have the ability to replace the things. And he doesn't. He was trying his best. And sometimes, yes, he crossed the line of taking your things. And
so he could have his high. Because getting high is awesome. No, let's say that. No, come on now. Be honest, Elaine.
I mean, I didn't
see him. It's awesome to be drunk and high. No.
I don't like it that much. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, my God. Well, I think he liked it.
And maybe he liked it. Yeah. And, you know, he was trying to get his fix. But, you know, yeah, all those things. But, you know.
No, I think that I think it's you. This is where you guys are more elevated. Where it gets toxic and you're not like this is when you judge us for when we have to stand up for ourselves or draw the line or police ourselves or protect our property. And again, not you, but the generation who's like, no, that's your fault that he's like that, and he should be able to rape and pillage and get what he wants because it's you made this mess. You know,
I don't,
which I know I did. I know I did.
You think you did?
Oh my God. Of course I did. All the horrible things I did working in construction and in the carny business and below zero weather. And my friends who are listening to this, they'll always mention New Year's Eve in our 20s. Everyone was all dressed up to go for New Year's. And they'll always tell the story where there I was at a sausage stand, slicing peppers and onions at 11 o'clock in the morning, getting ready for the 2 a.m. rush to come. And it was about 10 below, which would go to 40 below. And they always tell the story. And they're like, yeah, but look at you now. So, yes, I totally, it's on me because of my privilege, of course. Did also. I'm being very facetious with you right now, honey. I'm being serious. But I think that's where on both sides it gets, where your take is the right take. I think that even if I didn't necessarily want to do what I did, there's a side of me that wanted to do what I've seen done to his type before so he never comes back again. Because that's what I've seen in my past is the ones who do it.
And they come back out of spite.
May I tell you the story of Queenie Sullivan?
Yes, let's tell me about Queenie Sullivan.
Queenie Sullivan and, by the way, Queenie Sullivan. Dear Queenie, no longer with us. But was, God, these things are going to get me in trouble. He was at one time the toughest guy in Charlestown. And this junkie named Louie would come in and rob our place all the time.
Oh.
Like this guy, you know? Okay. And we were storing a pallet of wine that probably fell off a truck. But landed gently enough that the bottles didn't break. Do you know what falling off a truck means?
You can Elaine? Stole it.
Yes. So, anyway, and one of the maid guys, mob bosses, it was his wine.
Uh-oh.
We were storing it for him, you know, wanting to do a favor, you know, for Godfather. Well, Louis made the mistake of coming in and wiped out the whole pallet was gone when we got in. And when the boss found out and knew we were honest, he knew we didn't do it. And we said, no, we came in and And this is how powerful this guy was. Combed, had sent his guys out. They combed all of Charlestown and they got Louis. And I had to go and identify Louis.
Oh, no.
So they're like, is this the guy you saw like the week before? I'm like, yeah. And what do you say? If I say no and I lie, I'm lying to.
For him.
So I just was like, all right, I'm just going to be honest this moment. I said, yeah, it's him. Mm-hmm. And then Louis said, you think you guys are tough? Well, I'll get Queenie Sullivan. Now he said it just like that because he had no teeth and he had that voice, you know, from just too much drinking and drugs. And then I'll never forget. Before he got the last syllable of Queenie Sullivan out, mm-hmm. I'll get Queenie Sullivan. Go get him! The boss says.
Oh no!
And the guy he froze. So they grabbed him, and they all went to Queenie Sullivan. And so we march up the doorstep. This big guy comes out, mm-hmm. and like, hey, what's up? What's up? Pleasantries exchange, mutual respect, because mm-hmm. Queenie was like a badass.
Yeah,
not a maid guy, but. Certainly, you didn't mess with Queenie Sullivan. Mm-hmm. And like this guy, this asshole stole all this wine, and he's saying, "You're vouching for him." And he's like, "I'm not. I ain't vouching for him." And then I'll never forget hearing Queenie now, and off Louis was dragged away.
Oh.
But Louis, who had been 3 years of coming around. We never saw Louis again, ever. Mm-hmm. That ended it. So there's the low vibration way you can handle things. Mm-hmm. My way, let's see what happens. I mean, he might come back, but I think that you put protocols in place to slow them down. So mm-hmm. I have other things I'll put back there. I mean, he broke all my camera. I mean, it's cost me a fortune, like mm-hmm. all the damage he did. But again, someone of privilege like me, who's mm-hmm. taken advantage of the system. Well, you know, these are the things that happen. So mm-hmm. this is why I'm responsible for him and all the damage he did to me. And may I receive more damage?
I don't think you're responsible for his actions.
I'm not.
Responsible for his own actions.
He is. But you know, it's just interesting because I don't know what Boston police work is like now, mm-hmm. but I just know where I was from. Mm-hmm. These guys would run mm-hmm. because when you would turn them over to the cops. It was like, it was real. It was breaking and entering, grand larceny. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, but out here, if my experience, when we call the police, they never come anyway. And then when they come, it's, well.
You know, I was surprised when you said that when your alarm goes, I have to pay them. But then we didn't see you.
And that's the irony. He set off the alarm. And when the alarm goes off, I have to pay the police $500. Mm-hmm. Every time the alarm goes off. 500. You know, we call that pay the VIG. You got to pay the VIG. That's just part of it. It's like that's in the mob. There's a mob term, pay the VIG.
It is what it
this
is.
This is a, this is definitely an RGF light. No, I think it's an RGF zero. This is really no nutritional intake and probably making a lot of enemies for what I'm saying. But you guys, come on. Can't I be traumatized for a minute? Why do I always have to be the Fonz? Who's never afraid? How can I? Can I be the victim for once?
Yes, you were
right?
A victim.
I was a victim. Okay, so then I can say stupid things right now, right? Mm. No, Elaine.
I give you.
No, anyway, that's. I don't know. It's part of the problem. You know what, guys? So that's why we have nothing prepared for this RGF because I have been.
We had a wild day.
Massive cleanup mode.
As a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on Wonderful Pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps a bag stashed in the nursery. You know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios.
Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Minus the sweet chili.
Since then, by the way, this was supposed to be, I was looking forward to, okay, Queenie and Kelsey are gone. Mm-hmm. I'll give V some time off again. Mm-hmm. I will get on the recliner and I will try to sleep off and get myself strong. But
you had about 20 minutes.
But what's that? How long did we go?
No. You had about a 20 minute nap on the recliner.
I did?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I passed out on the recliner.
A photo I sent to Kelsey.
Did you really?
I did.
Oh my god. Oh my god. We should put that up. Yeah, this okay, we'll have to put that up on Instagram. That's hilarious.
Our GIF cover right there.
You can see me back in the jeans and the boots, guys, because yeah. Sorry, I don't get off the hook that easily. Well, Elaine, we'll make a couple of pluggy plugs here. Monday Motivations and Intentions,
Monday
y'all.
Motivations and Intentions.
Please go over to Apple Podcasts and subscribe. It's a quick, it could be anywhere from 5 to 20 minutes long, but it's a podcast once a week by Maria and myself, mostly Maria, designed to set you up for your week. Mm-hmm. You know, and it was funny, there was one of the guests that you guys interviewed this week, he was saying that about, you know, his meditation practice. Mm-hmm. He was like, it'll make your day better, then it'll make your week better. Then it makes your month better, your year better, your life better. Mm-hmm. And I think with the money, that was the goal when Maria thought of Monday Motivations and Intentions.
Yeah, little by little.
So every week, you know, if you have these goals, if you have these intentions, you have these ways to, these thoughts that maybe can come into your brain and make it a better week, you can elevate. Mm-hmm. And that's the goal of that. And then also down the pike, We have a new series that Elaine created, Ask Boss Anything.
Ask Boss Anything.
Once again, happy accident. Kelsey is getting on a plane and goes, oh, by the way, you guys have to do a chat show. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, especially during all this, I'm like, what do I have to chat about? You know, and then she's like, I have questions for you. And so
we did Ask Boss Anything.
Ask Boss Anything. So that's coming. I think that's coming down next week, right?
The week after next. The first week of October, look out for it. Like, who else gets to ask their boss any question that they want?
It's also, guys, it's officially, yes, Elaine does. Sorry, I don't mean to get ahead of you, honey.
No, you're good.
It's our first day of fall.
It is.
Very exciting.
Very exciting.
So if you're on the East Coast, you know, Halloween decorations are in stores, which is the kickoff of the holiday season.
Oh, yeah.
Very exciting.
Very exciting.
I've done more pre-production work on Christmas specials we love.
Yes.
My classmate Ann Sleeman, and my other classmate Rick Veach, we are working on it. We will be going over all of your favorite Christmas specials in a fun and hopefully insightful way to help usher in the holiday season. But yeah, back east you've got guys, you've got your apple picking, you've got your hot cider, you've got your fall football.
No, Maria's going apple picking this weekend.
Maria's going apple picking with Kelsey. A lot of great fall scams going on.
That's what I miss about Washington, is that, you know, wearing sweaters and boots and feeling your cheeks get a little cold and rosy.
Well, here's the thing, because of our generation messed the world up so bad for you, because of climate change, it does get cold out here now. Colder.
It does.
Every year
I'm
it gets a little
a
colder. No. But you'll see. This will be your first winter out here in LA.
No, right? I'd had one. I was here last year.
So did you notice how it got colder?
It did. Yeah, it's a nice little sweatshirt.
I love it. It actually makes me not be as annoyed. I'm going to try to be positive by words with LA.
I know. Our heat wave made me so just.
It really knocked me down.
Easily irritated.
Knocked me down. Nobody but you know. But you know, coming in and being robbed made me feel a lot better.
It did?
Yeah, it empowered me. Guys, I'm just getting too old. Heights. I'm getting too old for the battles, kids. I'm getting too old for this.
You stood your ground.
Yeah. You know, I remember saying this to a shrink of mine. You know, when you have the ability to knock someone out, which this piece of garbage, I wish Pooja was here to tell me. I could have easily done that. Mm-hmm. Not because I'm so tough, but because of what he was. Mm-hmm. And to not do it, I think sometimes takes more strength to refrain.
To not choose violence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe because I was just too tired to.
I
was exhausted.
It was a wild day.
Can you just, five dogs. Yeah, it was a wild day. We had a lot going on at the house. Anyway, but listen, speaking of false scams, and again, just when you think, you know, the universe is giving you all these messages, but I don't know these messages I'm getting with this, with this robbery incident. I know I probably got to take this building a little more serious. I got to meet my neighbors.
Maybe that's it. To give new
No, and also, like, I have been saying forever when I get robbed that I'll offer them money. I won't, I won't try to prosecute them or fight them. So I guess I passed that test. But I have been asking universe, like, what's up? What's going on with this? And lo and behold, there is Elaine right next to me. We got a ding on the phone. And
Kevin could not be more excited about this, guys.
Guess who caught a line? A hook went right into my mouth. I got catfished. and guys, I am not making this up. It hasn't since the last time we did the show, or the last time I talked about it, was the last time I've catfished. And it always happens when we're right about to tape. So let's take it out of here with the queens, please. I guess I'm DJ today.
You are DJ today.
All right, let me take it out of here with the queens. We would pop champagne and raise our toes to all of the queens. I think I'm a queen fighting alone. So, in review of this RGF Zero. Was it an RGF Light or an RGF Zero? Was there any takeaway, Elaine?
RGF with one single sprinkle on there.
So what? So you would say RGF Light? What do we call it?
Extra light.
Okay, so RGF Zero. So you can say it's RGF Zero.
RGF
Zero. No takeaway at all. None.
No takeaway.
No lessons. We're not better human beings in any way, shape, or form.
I think it is. I think it's a light because you went down a road that you wouldn't usually take and you weren't taught to take. And maybe people can learn from that and take that road also.
Okay. All right. No, I will tell you, I'll never forget there was one film festival we were working at, we were going to work with. And our publicist at the time, Ron Hoffman, really sweet guy. Runs the Groundlings. He's just a great guy, very much into the arts. He's like, Kevin, one thing about these guys, he's like, the only thing about them is why I don't want to work with them. He's like, they're kind of corrupt. And I was like, whoa, we love corrupt. What do you mean? I go, that's good. They're our people. So when I think of the great Captain Lou Albano, he was a little shady. So I would think that he would have reacted in the same way. Anyhow, okay. Well, even on an RGF Zero day.
RGF Light.
You're saying it's a light.
Light.
Okay, all right. Even on an RGF Light day, I still think it's about learning from our mistakes, helping one another, and of course, having a few laughs along the way.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Does that work for you, Elaine?
It works for me. It's perfect.
By the way, the name Elaine Ding is amazing.
Really?
Do you do anything more with the ding? The ding is amazing.
The ding? No. What should I do? Just brand the whole thing?
I mean, ding, we have sound effects, you know.
That's how when people ask me my last name on the phone, I go, Elaine Ding,
Elaine Ding. That's how I Elaine Ding. By the way, I like that scam. When you introduce yourself, it should be Elaine Ding.
Ding.
Yeah, because you'll be remembered that way.
With the ding.
Anyway, well, what do I know? Okay, you guys, stay tuned for RGF Zero. Okay, you guys. Well, as promised.
Oh, wow.
So she's reacting to my text chain. I'm still on the hook, you guys. As we speak live, I am still on the hook.
You're still on the hook.
Yeah, I haven't been sent back into the lake yet. Like the last seven times I was catfished.
You're slowly getting reeled
in. So it begins. Hi. I say hello. Then I get the picture.
She's pretty. She's wearing like a little striped tank top.
Right? She's got a little...
She's got a little drink in her hand, some white shorts.
Right? Okay.
She's cute.
Hello, I'm Millie. Are you Jack that Anna introduced me to? No, sad face. I'm Ronaldo. Actually, Ronaldo II. Her response. Sorry, my carelessness caused me to send you the wrong message. Hope you don't mind. When I get a message from someone so attractive, I don't mind. Just don't want my staff to see. Mm-hmm. Now, I was letting Elaine in on the secret. Mm-hmm. She knew. She was like, okay, yeah, you're setting her up that you're a man of means, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
He's got a staff.
Thank you for understanding. You are a kind person. I am sorry again for my mistake. We can get to know each other. My name is Millie. What is your name? Now, I already told her what my name was, but... I'm patient because Millie, you know, Millie's new to this country. I said Ronaldo II. My father was Ronaldo the Count. Her response, my name is Millie. Nice to meet you. I'm from Shenzhen, China, and now live in New York. Where are you from? Now, this is where I had people here at the building.
Yeah.
And I passed it off to my new apprentice.
I'm still learning.
And I'm Elaine. I'm like, Elaine, I have failed in every catfish. I'm like, this is your, come on, I'm doing something wrong. And now here's the irony of ironies. Elaine, tell everyone where your mother and father are from.
I'm also from there. I'm from Taiwan. I was born there.
In Taiwan! What are we talking about? I had my best shot of being catfish. My best freaking shot. I'm like, this is gold. And her response, that's so cool. I've always wanted to learn Chinese. Maybe you can teach me a few phrases. I'm like,
with a winky face though.
Yeah, with a so amateur. I'm like, let's get on the phone with mom and dad. We can do this. So her response, I am 30 years old. How old are you? And then she wrote sure to respond to, yeah, we can learn Mandarin.
Yeah.
And I had to jump in. I have an office in Taiwan, and my staff speaks Mandarin, knowing we were going to lean on your mother and father. Mm-hmm. How old are you? 56. Mm-hmm. Now, I had to explain, because Elaine was like, no, say 42. I go, no, Elaine, they're not looking for love, and they're not looking for a good match. They're looking for money, and chances are someone 56 is going to have more money than a guy 42. Okay, mm-hmm. 56. My last girlfriend was 21. We dated for 3 years, and then, capital H-E, he happened. And then she wrote back, at your age.
I haven't heard this yet.
What did she say? Okay, you can read her.
At your age, there is generally a wealth of experience and know-how for success. What occupation do you have? That sounds like a bad story.
Well, I have a different kind of wealth, as in money. But maybe not a wealth of knowledge when it comes to love. I invest in small startups. It's fun, and we have offices all over the place.
Ooh, I'm in the clothing trade export, but because of the pandemic, I handed over my company to professional people management. Now I mainly analyze crypto trends to add some benefits. Where are you from? It seems that you are very successful, and I'm also a professional investor. I think we'll have a lot of common topics. I'm proud of you.
Term life insurance is where I made my money initially. May I ask who your broker is?
Are you using Telegram? I think we could be good friends and talk more together.
Okay, so see what's happening? No,
he's really got it hooked in.
No, because this is what happens. They get annoyed with me, and because the whole goal is to get you on Telegram. Mm-hmm. And then my scam is to waste as much of their time as possible to keep them off Telegram.
Okay, I just want to get pre-engaged again.
Yes, I want to get is it so bad that I want to be pre-engaged? That was the closest. I had that person mm-hmm. going for I think like 17 straight hours.
Oh, we're at like what, an hour?
Okay, listen to me, here we go. Yeah, my response, yes, especially when it comes to your insurance needs and those of your loved ones. You can never have enough insurance in my experience.
And then I send the Telegram link and says, this is my Telegram link. You can click to send me a message. Looking forward to hearing from you on Telegram. We'll talk over the Telegram and look forward to hearing from you, Ronaldo. Did you add my Telegram?
I have a rival investor involved in Telegram, so no Telegram for me, Millie. Now, term life versus whole life insurance. Bigger question. I have your age and occupation, but if you provide your social security number, I can provide you with a quote. Figure we can crunch some numbers while we get to know one another. Heart.
Heart. So, can you download a Telegram messenger? I use Telegram more because my family and clients and friends are on there.
Okay, so that's
so
where
now
we're
now
at.
We gotta respond.
Okay. Let me, can I have some time here to respond?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
See if the chicken will bring you some luck.
Okay.
Some cluck. Kev's got a very serious face on as he's typing. Oh, low battery mode. He's got to get this in soon.
Oh, my God. This is what always happens. I think whole life is your best bet insurance-wise. What is your social security number so I can get you a quote? I'm going to get thrown back in.
Kev's going to get thrown back in the
lake. I'm already blowing it, but listen.
Why'd you ask for a social security number?
I want to get her. What?
Give her love and affection.
I'm giving her love and affection, but I want to, you know. I'm trying to I'm trying to catfish her.
You are.
I'm trying to reverse catfish.
You're trying to steal her identity.
I think that's called. I think in wrestling they call that Steve the Steve Renault. I think that's called reversing the heat.
Really?
Yeah.
I know nothing about wrestling, unfortunately.
Well, you're gonna learn.
I know.
Anyway, here's the thing, Elaine. Mm-hmm. We had her because we could have spoken Mandarin to her.
Then you would have been lost. I'm kidding.
No, but you were. I thought I had a wing person in this. No?
You do. If you get her on the phone, I can speak to her in Mandarin. But unfortunately, I don't know how to read or write. Or use the typey thing, so. I've forgotten it all, sadly.
Well. What? You don't like my music?
I love the chicken.
This is RGF. This is RGF bonus. This is what happens in RGF bonus. And it's RGF bonus light.
It is.
So it's even more ridiculous.
Well, I think I'm losing
my
mind.
What are you doing for your weekend in LA?
A weekend? I think I'm going to go to Horror Nights tomorrow at Universal with my friends.
Oh, that's a great scam.
I've never been, so I'm
very
excited.
Oh, so it's probably the first weekend.
Maybe.
Yeah, no, I'm sure it is.
So, yeah.
Wow, hopefully it'll... Yeah, oh, I'm excited. Hey. Holiday season starts now.
Yeah.
Oh, very awesome. Cool.
I know. I'm
and
ready
then
to get
scared. There's also Not Scary Farm. They call it Not Scary Farm.
Ooh.
And then Disney and Magic Mountain do things too. Mm-hmm. Okay, now have...
One per year.
Have we thought of... What do you mean one?
I'll do one per year. So this year I'll do Universal. Next year maybe I'll do Knott's Berry
okay.
Farm.
Okay. What are we doing for... Have we started working on the Halloween costume yet?
No, I haven't. Which is an issue. I know.
All right. What are we thinking?
What am I thinking?
Are we going to be... Try to be attractive in our costume?
Always.
Or are we going to try to be funny?
Both. You can
Both.
Be attractive and funny.
Okay. Can I have an example of that?
Captain Underpants.
Captain Underpants is attractive and funny?
He's wearing a boxers and like a and a cape.
But that's no, he wouldn't be attractive.
No. Like, I don't know.
So
I need to work
year?
On
well,
it.
What were we last year?
I didn't do anything for Halloween last year.
Oh my
actually.
God! You know what you should be, which is a
the chicken.
No. You should. I have like two super original ones.
Okay.
One, you could take some black and put it on your nose and get mouse ears.
Oh, wow.
That's
so original.
Or you do the black on yours and get cat ears.
Cat
like,
ears.
No one does that.
No one? Maybe I'll do the cat and I'll match with my own cat.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so what were you the year before?
Before last year?
Yeah.
I did The Purge. I was still in college, so.
The Purge? Oh, so you're one of those crazies? Like,
yeah.
What?
I had like a tutu on and little, like the little neon face mask.
Oh, okay.
And, like, fake blood all up and down myself. It was pretty cool.
So you had the tutu.
Yep.
So that would be attractive.
That was an attractive one. But this year I think I'm going to go funny. Funny but attractive. I'll work on it. I'll give you an answer next week.
I think I already gave it away that I probably wasn't supposed to do this. That Marie and I have to, we're going to be Cobra Kai. And the show is making us.
Last weekend.
Yeah, that's right. Didn't we? Okay, this is why, again, guys. I love the heel squad. I really do. I have to wrap up Regular Guy Friday. I really do. Christmas specials, I can do 13 or 14 of those a year.
He's going to spill all of his secrets when he keeps doing that.
There's no more secrets to spill. Mm-hmm. I've given it all away. This is what happens. It's almost like when a sitcom goes too long and they just run out of plots and it just becomes lame. Oh, you know what we have to do?
What?
Introduce a baby.
A baby?
Yeah, that's what they usually do. They bring in the infant character. Yeah. Yeah, they try to, when everyone ages out. Mm-hmm. I think that's the phase I'm at. So for Red Guy Friday, maybe we got to get like a, I don't know.
Borrow a baby?
A young, to co-host. Like a, get like a 5 or 6 year old.
Oh my gosh,
like
that'd
for
be
the
so
cute
funny.
Co-host. Yeah.
Do we know any kids?
We'll go to Central Casting and find somebody. I know, either that or I just got
to
get...
Does anybody have a kid who want to be on RGF with us?
Yeah, I don't think they'd want to. They might like the chicken song.
They might like the chicken song.
Guys, love to everybody. No response from Millie. I don't think Millie wants... I don't think Millie cares about insurance.
No.
Her insurance needs. But by the way, it's very important, guys.
Get your insurance.
Especially, you know what? If you have siblings and like loved ones, yeah, you want to make sure you're insured properly. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, it's peace of mind. Mm-hmm. I have good insurance on me. If something happens to me, my loved ones are taken care of.
I have no idea. I don't think I have any.
No, not yet. You don't need to. Anyway, all right, everyone. Happy beginning of fall. Happy beginning of Halloween. Mm-hmm. May all of you get all your catfish dreams come true.
Oh yeah.
If mine can't, then I want yours too. May you all be catfish.
Maybe someone should find your number.
What's
One
that?
One of the heel squad should just catfish you.
Can you try to catfish me?
Yeah. See if they can catfish you.
I'm not a desirable catfish, clearly. No matter how hard I try.
Your social security number.
Yeah.
Bye, B.
Yeah.